go to the next section is about being responsible. So we've talked about committing, we've talked about participating, and now we're going to talk about being responsible. This is about growing up. Jesus always wants us to grow up in a spiritual sense. And that involves becoming with a childlike faith. And I'm so thankful that we can be like children and know that that's what God wants in a childlike faith way. And it's hard for me to articulate that really, what that all means. But when I spend time with children, it reminds me of what I need to be like, because they are forgiving, they are loving, and they are humble. And we all need to be reminded of that. So that's just on a side note. As we mature, we can be more malleable in the hands of Jesus' plan. So being responsible, I found this in Luke 12, and I have my initials, so I guess I'm going to read it. Luke 12, verse 48, but someone who does not know and then does something wrong will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return, and when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. So it's to me, as we progress in our active discipleship roles, as we progress seeking Jesus, he gives us more. He gives us knowledge. He gives us more love. I mean, we just, end up, becoming different people through the transformation, the renewing of our minds in in Romans 12, 1 and 2, that we become new, we change, we grow. So then the more we grow, the more we become responsible. The more we're led to act. So if there's a time you're meeting with someone, let's say you're meeting with a complete stranger, and you're just in some circumstance that you're there, and maybe they confide in you something that's personal, something that troubles them. So because you know God, and because you know he answers prayer, that might be the time to pray for them. So then with your knowledge and your experience, you use that to serve them. And I don't care if it's paying the water bill. I don't care if it's meeting the mailman. Whatever given conversation you're in, you can always listen to the Holy Spirit that he might have you pray for them. And maybe it doesn't work out that you use the words to say, but you can pray for him anyway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can pray silently. I pray for him because I know he's burdened. But you can also say, can I pray with you? And maybe that's the exact words that person needed to hear that day. Maybe that gives them enough hope that they won't go home and kick the dog. Or worse yet, they might not be willing to take their own life because you were willing to pray for them that day. You know what I'm saying? This is a matter of life and death. And if we take our position as disciples seriously, God can use us to do these great things. Praying for someone when they never expected someone to pray for you, that's huge. It's such a simple thing. Is it okay if we pray? Can I share that in prayer with you today? I met Danielle. She works at a convenience store, and she just looked troubled the last time I talked to her, and she's got kidney stones. So I can pray for Danielle's kidney stones. And, I mean, this is just how dynamic it works. It goes right into what you were saying, Pastor Jeff, that it doesn't matter where we're at, where God leads us, there's so many opportunities to serve God. And we miss them sometimes. Like, sometimes we're just oblivious and we're not, we're just in our own way, and we always have selfishness. We'll always fight against our own selfishness, especially if we're in pain ourselves or, we got burdens in our minds that we haven't lifted up to God. So a part of this living day-to-day, being intentional followers of Christ, is all about being in the Spirit so that God can use us on the spot. And that prayer can develop in all kinds of things. You can invite people to the Bible team call like John Eilers does. Invite them to your fellowship like Mike Rashford does.